60. The Dishonest Desk Clerk.
About a year ago, I registered at a Detroit hotel. I had just cashed a check. I didn't want to carry too much money with me, so I asked the desk clerk to put a $100 bill in the safe for me. The next morning, the clerk denied any knowledge of my money. I had neither a receipt nor any other proof that I had given the man my money. It was his word against mine. There was nothing I could do but go to the nearest lawyer. The lawyer advised me to return to the hotel with him and give another $100 bill to the clerk. This we did. An hour later, I went back to the desk and claimed my money. Since I had the lawyer as an eyewitness to the second $100 bill, the clerk could not look innocent and say he knew nothing about it. Another hour later, I put the second part of the lawyer's plan into action. This time, both the lawyer and I went to the hotel. I asked for the $100 bill, and then the clerk insisted he had already given it to me. I denied it. The lawyer said, "I saw this man give you $100. If you don't hand it over immediately, I'll be forced to call the police." The clerk realized he had been tricked, but he knew he had to face the music. He gave me back the first $100 bill. "I don't know how to thank you for getting my money back," I said to the lawyer. "And what do you suppose?" he answered. The lawyer said, "Oh, don't thank me. That will be $100, please."